really don't have any injuries of note, so we'll move right on to the game. It was a hard-fought game, of course. There's just some fundamental things about football in there that we have to do a better job of if we're going to win these games. You know, early in the game, I thought we didn't do a very good job of stopping them. And then early in the game, we contributed. We had a couple third and ones that didn't go our way. There's one I want to get clarification on, of course, but none of that's an excuse. And then we found a way. I think we stopped them on 8 straight drives. There was some bunch of 3 and outs. And then we moved the football, got down in the red zone, and didn't score any touchdowns. And that, I mean, we can all go beyond all that. You start getting 3s instead of 7s when you find your way down there. And, of course, the outcome is much, much different. And then when we did score, we were lined up improperly. So there was some sloppiness in there, and, of course, I'll take responsibility for that. I think the guys were ready to play. They played hard. And at one point there, we got ahead of the Ravens, and then they did a good job of coming back, and then we didn't do a good job of recapturing the lead, and we lost the football game. So it's disappointing, as is always the case when you lose a football game. We've got to give them credit. They persevered. They won the football game, and now we just need to regroup as we move forward and get ready for the back half of our season. I asked the guys to stay in the moment, which they did, and now we'll get ready for this next week and then the games beyond. So with that, I'll take your questions.
What happened? 3 times you had to call timeouts because what happened?
You couldn't get away. You know, we had a couple of times when the communication just wasn't right, and all the plays are critical enough where we felt like we needed to call a timeout and talk about it, and then we need to get a little smoother with that.
So that was not a helmet malfunction this time?
No. It was just communication issues that need to get cleaned up.
Pat, there was a lot of time on the clock with 2 timeouts, and you punted.
Went for it this time, right? Yeah.
Deep in your own end.
I wanted to get the first down. And I felt like we had a play that we liked, and we didn't execute it well. That's why.
The 3rd and 1, you want clarification. I assume that might be that Josh Gordon interference.
Just assume. Okay. Just assume.
But I mean, it was incomplete anyway. Was that just a...
Well, had it been complete, we still wouldn't have got it, right?
Yeah. How did you think...
Hey, listen, I don't want to ever blame anything on penalties. We need to execute better.
How do you think Brandon played?
I think Brandon's going to watch the film and see there's some things he'd like to have back. He battled, just like the rest of the guys, but I don't think any position played well enough throughout the game. You know, everybody battled and played hard, and everybody made good plays, but I don't think we played well enough to win.
Do you think you've seen the field maybe as well as you had in the last few weeks?
Well, I think so. I think you've seen the field. I mean, there were some things that I knew immediately that we could do better. But then he made some real nice plays as well. But we need to make more of the good plays and less of the bad ones. I think that goes without saying.
Now, would you say that 4th down play goes against your nature? Or what prompted you?
What do you mean? It'll be a fun thing for everyone to talk about this week, just like when we lost the game and I didn't go for it. So what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about, my nature. I don't know you that well. You probably don't know me that well, you know.
Well, I know how you call the game. And in Indianapolis, you're on their end, and you punt it. This time you're on your end.
And you know what? And in both situations, the decision didn't lead us to a victory, did it? Right? And so that's why you talk about it. Had we converted it and we moved forward, then it would have been talked about on what a gutsy move it was, right? So that's all. I think it's fair, and I'll join into it.
Even though the Ravens took 14-0 lead, you still thought you were ready to play?
Yeah, I do. I really thought we were playing. Yeah, they started out and got some points. And then there, somewhere in there, we got ahead of them. You know, so, yeah, I thought we were ready to play.
Did you think Obanai moved back in time?
No, that was a penalty. Yeah, we didn't we weren't lined up right, and then it was a penalty.
Joe Hayden, Pat, wasn't one of the sharper games you could feel, and what happened on the touchdown play?
Yeah, no, they caught an under route on us, and then he circled back on. But I don't know. I'll have to watch the tape to see whether it wasn't one of Joe's better games. I don't know that at this point. I'll have to detail it out. But that was one play there where you obviously don't want them to score on us.
The fourth down throw was high. Did he tell you it slipped or anything? Did he say
no,
that?
No. Didn't say anything.
Well, Wheaton looked like he was in some pain out there. Did he express anything to you like that?
He just had general soreness like everybody that plays.
You mentioned on the play where there were an excess of defenders on the field, 13, yeah. I believe, it showed on TV. Was that part of the communication issue? Was that a sideline?
No, that was actually we were on defense at the time,
yes,
there. And there was substitution going on. And, again, I'm going to get some clarification because when teams substitute, you're allowed to substitute as well. So, you know, we'll just make sure. And, again, all that is obviously my responsibility to make sure we get enough guys on the field and then, of course, play well and coach well.
You mentioned that one third one. What about the other one to start the game? I think you tried to throw to Alex in the flat. Did you see where that play was supposed to go?
Yeah, could have been. Yeah. Yeah, we just didn't execute it. But I would agree with I sense the questioning here. Third downs, we need to be better, especially third and ones. And then red zone, you know. I think that kind of tells the story. And that contributes to the 14. I'll go back to your question, right? They score twice, and then we don't convert, you know. Had nothing to do with whether we were ready to play. We just didn't make the plays because our guys, I think, were ready to play. No, not at all. Trent's a good back.
See anything on the TJ Ward roughing penalty?
Nope. I saw it live just like you guys, and then I happened to see a couple of replays, probably just like you guys. And they marked off 15 yards against us. Yeah, no, they were playing excellent. And we need to make sure we get touchdowns when we drive the ball down there so that last drive isn't near as critical. Credit to the Ravens for driving it on us.
It's tough to take given the opportunities you had to score the first quarter.
What's that, losing?
Yeah,
losing's tough to take. Losing, huh?
You guys dominated after the first quarter for about half the game.
But we can't. You know, dominating for however long, you got to find a way to get more points than they do. So that's the real part of this thing.
Does it feel like it's an opportunity lost having them in here?
We lost the football game, you know. That's what it feels like to me. And we'll count them all up at the end of the year. And I got no second thoughts as to how we prepared, what we went into the game trying to do. I think we just all need to do it better. I don't know what it was, but he came hobbling out of there, and it affected that next call because we wanted to stay in the same grouping. But I don't. You'll have to ask him. At this point, I don't think it was any. I wasn't notified of it being anything major. But it happened near the end of the game, so I'm sure he's in there for you.